Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station.
Well, we hope you're laughing too here on LOL Radio. It is time for us to chat to our next guest, who has a show coming up at the Geelong Comedy Festival, the inaugural Geelong Comedy Festival. Let's find out who's on the phone. Joining us on the phone, we have Brad Oakes. Good evening to you, sir. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Welcome along to LOL Radio.
Oh, cheers. Thank you. How's it down in G-Town?
Yeah, look, everyone is getting very excited for the first Geelong Comedy Festival. There's a huge lineup of acts across the venues, and thankfully, everyone will be indoors despite whatever the weather does to us.
Yeah, well, we survived the hail tonight.
Oh, you're a bit wild?
It was, something in horizontally.
Oh, grief.
Yeah, I'm a larger fellow, so at least a few people got behind me.
Moving target.
Yeah.
Well, people would know you from your, it is 3 decades experience of comedy in and around Melbourne and surrounds.
Yes, I'm 35th year, I think.
There you go.
You know, or as my mother would say, being not gainfully employed.
Not the comedy experience that she was hoping for? Or?
Well, that's not true, actually. She hated it. And then when I was on the comedy company,
yes,
which, you know, was such a big deal back in the 90s, all of a sudden she started telling people what I did. Other than that, I think she just told people, like, I was a mass murderer.
But things such as Hey Hat Saturday and working with numerous comedians over the years has kind of led to the creation of the show that you're going to be performing at this year's Geelong Comedy Festival.
Yeah, I'm just doing one night, and it kind of grew out of the fact that I've written not a book so much as I've written a kind of guide to doing stand-up comedy. And I've called this show the Secrets to Comedy, because basically it's a reflection of everything I learnt the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
And, with some funny tales in there, some things that happened to me while I was working in TV, and insights into, I don't know if any of your listeners have ever had 200 people chanting you to get off stage. It's not fun.
No.
You have to develop a bit of a thick skin.
Comedy crowds have certainly changed over the years. Like, everyone's always been up for a laugh, but, yeah, they're a lot less violent than they used to be.
I think so, yeah. I think that they're kind of used to just getting up and walking away from their computer or just, but they don't feel as voluble and like they need to actually attack you. Although they have had different ways. I remember I was working back with Anthony Morgan back in the 90s. We were doing a gig where he said that they were quite wealthy kids from Monash Uni.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't heckle you. They just ordered a cocktail. And then somebody had to use the blender. And other places, it's the espresso machine, and it's just a cheap way to heckle someone.
It's like a covert heckle.
It is, yeah. Get your friend to ride his motorcycle up outdoors. But, yeah, it's... I've seen the changes. I've run the changes. You know, I wrote a heckle response years ago, probably around 94, where mobile phones started to appear and they started to ring. And up until, you know, I started in 1989, and there were no mobile phones there, and nobody had one, or if they did, it never rang. Nobody else had one. And if it rang, the bachelor's flat. And what happened here was their phone would ring, and I'd say to them, it shouldn't have rung, we have a jamming device here, and if it rings again, I'll come down, I'll jam up your arm. Which, you know, had to be said, and look at us now, it's just kind of like, even in the 2010s or whatever, I was insisting people turn their phones off, people just wouldn't I don't think people turn their phones off now.
No, I think they're on 24/7.
Yeah,
you just have to charge them. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was a show I did last year in Melbourne Fringe was about that was this I use slides because I think stand up comedy in itself has to get more visual.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, for younger people to take it up just simply because that's what they're used to now. But anyway, that's not very funny, is it?
But no, it's true. It's true though, because it's kind of, you know, it's always an evolving art form, I suppose. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, back in the day, the old vaudeville stuff is just like, well, I heard someone tell this joke, so I'm just going to use that same joke.
Totally. That was a generation or two before me. But yeah. You know, there's always the history of comedy, you know, that and it does follow innovation and design. For example, you know, that somebody invented the door and the knock-knock joke was invented the very next day.
Yes.
You know, prior to that, it was the Yoo-Hoo joke.
the calling from one mountain to the other joke.
Yeah.
The Yodel joke. Yeah, as I said, this is it. The show I'm doing, it's not a kind of dry how-to show. It's kind of like, it's more like a how-not-to.
Yeah,
you've done the hard yards so that you've walked so that others can run.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you know, I always say to people that I used to work in trade unions long, long ago, and I say that people, every safety device you ever see anywhere is the result of 4 or 5 accidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and every competency you see in a comedian is the result. For a lot of them are just getting it wrong.
Yes.
And being right. It's a very unusual discipline that you learn it like that. If you have to learn how to fence, you know, how to sword fight that way, you wouldn't make it.
It's very much, yeah, make the mistake, learn from the mistakes and grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it is. And also, I mean, that's all about how he writes. The difference, I mean, one of the compelling differences between It's not the stand-up comedians are funnier than anybody else. It's just that they are willing and able to get up and do comedy in front of strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I talk about that difference. You know, a better analogy is the difference between a cook and a chef.
Yes.
And then the chef cooks for strangers and a good cook can cook for their friends. And, you know, hopefully it's, like I said, it's not a dry rub or anything like that. It's basically, as they say, was it tragedy plus time equals comedy?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've had a lot of things go wrong. I also I've had some things go wrong. I did a publicity stuff at the Melbourne Fringe like 20 years ago, I think it was.
Yeah.
Where I got up on a ladder and I had a vegetable shower, and what I did was for all the members of the press who turned up for the opening, I offered them if they stood under the ladder, I would use a grater and grate vegetables on them. And the amount of them who just went, oh, yeah, and including one poor reviewer from The Age, who said, can I have ginger because it's therapeutic? And all I was doing was sitting on a ladder grating vegetables on the table.
Well, your show is, as you say, one night only. It's tomorrow night at the Green Room in Geelong West as part of the Comedy Festival. But you've also got other shows that you do quite regularly, and you just spoke about the fact that you have released a guide.
A guide, exactly. And if you want to find out more about that, I think it's Bradford Space Oaks Space Comedy Space Coach. Anyway, find me on Facebook and I can deliver it. It's certainly not available in shops because, you know, I don't want to go into a
We're calling it self-published.
Yeah.
we'll say that.
Yeah.
So, it's a guide. You know, if anybody wants to learn how to crack wise, have a look.
And people can find out more about comedy courses and things like that as well through you.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for having a chat tonight.
Thank you.
We'll take a listen to a routine of yours about the ancient Egyptians and their sleeping habits.
Oh, okay. And if you have anybody call in, if you, I can give you a couple of tickets for the show tomorrow night.
Oh, fabulous. Excellent. Excellent. We'll pop the laugh line up and get the details. Thank you so much, Brad. This is... Brad Oakes on LOL Radio.
You know, Kathy Freeman's come out in the news, and she reckons she's got a stalker. And I thought, Jesus, how fast is he?